Hello everyone, this is Katarina and I want to welcome you to our free life energy healing event. I'm so excited to be with you today, and like last time we're having a really international crowd. From people are calling in from Finland, from Australia, of course the US and Sweden as well. So thank you for joining, it's a pleasure being with you. And today, what I want to do is, I want to give you a little bit of an overview first on what we're going to do. So since I asked what it is that you want me to focus on today, and I got, of course, a lot of different responses, but the overall theme was emotional healing. So it was, so I thought that's what we're going to do today. And then also, we're going to do a little experiment where I will need your active participation. We're going to do this after the emotional healing, and I will tell you exactly what to do. Also, if you are on the webcast, there is a form in case you have a question. You can fill it out and send it to me. So you can do this anytime during the conference and during the call, and I will address the questions later on. All right. So, in case you don't know me, I just want to give you a little bit of an introduction. I'm Dr. Katarina, and I'm a medical doctor, also a medical intuitive, and of course, an energy healer. And I love energy healing so much because we can really affect change on a very powerful level. And also, when we are changing ourselves, we are also affecting others. And that's what I love so much about this work. Because we are all connected. There is a field of energy that flows between you, between me, between really every living being. And that's why I can also connect to you, even though we are all now on different places in the world. But there is a field of energy that connects us all, and that's what we're going to tap in today. So since our theme is emotional healing, I want you to right now just take a moment and think about what it is actually is that you want to have healed. So it could be something like it could be like an event that you had in your life where when you think back right now, it still makes you maybe sad or it upsets you. Maybe a friend was mean to you, your boss yelled at you, or your mother didn't acknowledge you. Whatever it is, it should be something that you feel like is still affecting you to this day and that you are also ready to let go of. So maybe take a moment right now and think about what this is or what this could be. Great. And then during the healing, what I want you to do is I want you to uncross your arms or legs over the midline. So you want to make sure that you are in a receiving and open position. And also, if you have your favorite relaxing music, please feel free to also play it in the background. It's not distracting because we can't hear it. And it might help you to relax. All right. So when you think about the emotion that you want to have healed or maybe an event that is tied to the emotion, let's say, as I said earlier, maybe a friend betrayed you. When you think back today, right now, it's really upsetting you in some way. Or maybe you have a reaction in your body. So it could be you get maybe a tight stomach, or it could be maybe you get some pressure in the chest, whatever it is. For right now, what I want you to do is I want you to just think about it. How much it affects you if you think about it right now in this very moment. And then when you do, I want you to give it a number from 0 to 10, with 10 meaning it's the strongest emotion, and 0 meaning there is no reaction. So I give you an example. Let's say I want to hear I stay with that example. Let's say I have a friend who was mean to me or who betrayed me, and I feel I'm still holding on to this, and it affects me, it makes me sad. And when I think about the event right now, I'm just focusing on my body, where I would feel it. So maybe I would feel it in the heart. And then I rate it from 0 to 10. Maybe it's an 8, so that's pretty high, or maybe it's lower. So do this right now and I give you a moment to do so. Okay. And next what I'm going to do is, I will start changing the energy around this event. And of course we cannot change what has happened in the past, but we can change how we feel about it in this very moment. And with change, meaning is I will do an energy healing and release whatever the emotion is that you want to let go of, that you know it doesn't serve you anymore. You are really ready to let this go today. And while I do the healing, I won't say anything. So just know that I'm working on you. And it might take 5-6 minutes or so. And during that time, what I would love for you to do, if you can, you can, with your mind, go into a nice place. So I don't want you to keep thinking about the event or the emotion that you want to release. If you can, go with your mind in the beautiful space, meaning maybe you want to think about a nice experience that you made, you want to think about a loved one, or if that's not possible for you and it feels kind of forced, I want you to just relax because it's still going to work. Lastly, the energy doesn't come from me. It's a universal energy. And then afterwards, I will ask you again how you feel about it. But for right now, just relax. Either think about a beautiful event, or just relax. Very good. So I'm just going to connect now with the energy of the group. Okay. And so I'm just going to ask the energy now to be released, whatever it is that is not serving you anymore, so that you can be free. And again, for the next 5 minutes, I'm not going to say anything, and just stay open and just stay relaxed. All right, take a deep breath in and exhale. Let everything go. Fantastic. All right, so now what I want you to do is I want you to just check back with yourself. So whatever it was that you wanted to have released, let's say you wanted to have an event released that still was upsetting to you or a particular emotion, and you rated it with a number, I want you to right now check in with your body and notice if something changed and if so, what has changed. And then give it a number again. So I give you some time to do this because I know it's not easy to do this so quickly. A lot of you today needed heart healing. I'm not sure if that's the case for everyone, but a lot of you needed this today. Okay, so again, so just get with yourself. And I'm going to now do another round. And if you have, you still feel anything in your body, you still give it a number, maybe it's a 4, whatever number it is, then I will still work on that for you. And you can also set the intention that's what you want to have released. If yours already went down to 0, great. Then I want you to pick something else. Could be something completely unrelated. And you want to do the same thing. You just think about the event and notice how you feel right now in this moment about it. And notice where in your body you feel it. And you give it a number. And then again, this is for everyone. I want you to just relax right now. You don't need to do anything with your mind. But just relax. Let everything go. Try to relax. And I'm going to keep working on you, helping you release whatever doesn't serve you anymore so you can let go of the past and hear emotions that don't serve you anymore. Because our goal here is, or my goal here is, for you to have a heart opening. And with heart opening, I mean the heart chakra in the middle of the chest where you feel love and joy. When that is open, we experience the world. Through this emotion, and everything looks better. Okay. So again, for the next 5-6 minutes, I'm not going to say anything. Just stay open and relax. All right, fantastic. Take a deep breath in and exhale and let everything go. Great. So now, again, just check what reduces does. Just notice when you think about the emotion or the event that you wanted to clear. And just notice how that feels right now. Do you feel neutral about it? That's usually a good sign. That's very often when I work with people one-on-one, that's what I very often get. I kind of feel neutral. I don't want to think about it. Or it wasn't really that bad, so you get a different perspective on things. That could be something. Or maybe there is still something there. That's fine too, but just notice if the number drops. Maybe you even got a new insight. Sometimes that happens too when you get a new perspective. Fantastic. All right. So next, what I want to do is, I said to you, I want to do a little experiment. And since we have such a wonderful group, because when I look into the energy of the group, we also have a group consciousness. And I already thought this last time that it would still be so neat if I could include all of you in the healing, not just me doing the healing, but we doing healing on each other. And I'm going to tell you now what I would love to do, and I need your help with this. So what I would like to do is, I would like to create your two groups. And the first group, so you in the first group, if your first name starts with the letter A to L. So the first part of the alphabet A to L. Then you are in the first group. And then, of course, the second group, you're in the second group, if your first name starts with the letter M, or from M to Z, the second part of the alphabet. Great. And so you know already in which group you are. Great. And now you can help me here. And what you want to do is, I want you to right now close your eyes and just take a moment to acknowledge all these people that are here right now at the same time on this call, on the webcast. So there are people from all around the world. There's a huge group. And just right now imagine that hundreds of people stand behind you. So that's the group energy, or maybe around you. And when I want you to imagine this, remember that we are all coming from the same source. We're all having at our very core the energy of love in our hearts. That's who we really and truly are. So right now, maybe you can tap into that energy. And I would tap into, just imagine all these wonderful people around you. Maybe you even can feel the energy of love in this group. It's a big, big field. Great. And so if you are in the first group, letter A to F, the first name, you're going to be the one now who's going to do a healing on the second group. So if you're in the second group from M to Z, first name, you don't need to do anything. I just want you to be open and relaxed, okay? That's all. And so back to the first group. I want you to now to help me to send healing energy to the second group. And the way we're going to do this, I wanted to make this easy for you, and I'm going to help you here. I want you to right now just focus on your heart. Focus on your heart. The heart chakra energy center is the heart energy center is the biggest one. And that's really the most important one, because it gives us the feeling of love. We all have that feeling of love in there. So maybe you can connect right now with that open, spacious feeling of love. If you cannot, and that's completely fine, what I want you to do instead is, I want you to imagine, what color does love have for you? It could be any color. There's no wrong answer. So I'm just going to pick a color right now. Maybe it's green. So, but again, it could be any color. And what I want you to do right now is, I want you to either focus on the feeling or on the color of love, or if you can, on both. If you're advanced and you can do both, great. Okay. And now what I want you to know is I want you to know that that energy is a source that is it's an unlimited source. So if you send energy of love to someone else, it's not that it diminishes the amount of love that you have left. Okay? So the more you send, actually, the more you receive. And what I want you to do right now is I want you to just imagine sending that love energy from your heart through, to group number 2. And by sending it, mean you can just set the intention, all that love goes from your heart to all the people in group number 2. You can also visualize the color of love, that your personal color, flowing from your heart to the heart of all these people. You don't need to know these people in order to connect to them. Maybe you can feel them. And I want to give you now a few minutes to do this. And whenever we do a type of feeling like that, you always have to do it in a way that it's not pushing. So it's actually a very passive thing. You just imagine it and you allow your heart to open and then you let go. Okay? And group and see. Stay open to receive all this goodness, and I'm going to also help you here. And so for the next few minutes, we're just going to send group number 2 all the love we have for healing, for emotional healing, or for physical healing, relationship healing, whatever healing you need. Okay, let's do this. Fantastic. You did a great job. I got really, really hot, so maybe someone included me too. Something like that. I could feel it. Okay. So let's do it the other way around. Group number 2. Now it's your turn. And group number 1. Now you're the receiver. I want you to just relax and open yourself up to receiving the healing energy. So again, group number 2, you're going to do the exact same thing. You just focus on your heart, focus on the feeling of love. Maybe you can feel a color. Maybe you can see it and feel it. And then set the intention to send all that love energy to group number 1. And with the intention for healing, whatever it is group number 1 needs or an individual in this group, just trust that the energy knows what it's doing. Okay? And then completely let go and just allow it to flow through you and also notice how good that makes you feel when you do that healing. Okay, so let's do this now for group number one. Okay, wow. It's the first time I'm doing this with the group, and I love it. So I could really feel it. So I know someone included me. Maybe all of you did. I don't know, but I could really feel it. Fantastic. Great. So if you have a question or if you want to just send me some feedback, please do so right now. In doing the Q and in this form, when if you're on the webcast, because it takes a few minutes to get through, and then also I want you to right now just notice how you're feeling. Just feel into your body. Maybe you feel tingling. Maybe you feel like you're having an open heart right now. And just notice. Right. And then if you want to, you can also check in with yourself and notice, remember back the event, the emotion that you wanted to clear. And just notice if it's still there. What's the number? Right. And then for the rest of the day, maybe you can just keep coming back to the feeling of an open heart. And whenever you do this and you pause for a moment and you connect with your heart energy and feel it, this energy of love in your heart, doing really something very good for your body and for your mind, because when you connect to that feeling, what you're really doing is you're getting really into that feeling of love. You are harmonizing your brain wave with your heart wave. So it's a, they have all electrical, the electromagnetic field. And when you connect to that feeling of love and you focus on the chest, and it's scientifically proven that everything slows down, but in a good way. So from stress, then you go to healing. You are also more creative when you do this. So if you have maybe something where you have to perform, you have to be creative, take 5 minutes before you do your task, or maybe you have, you need to do a speech, whatever it is, take 5 minutes and focus on the energy of love and breathe that energy in and out and realize and feel into your body and also the notice, of course, how everything slows down, and you're gonna not only heal your body, but your brain will also work much, much better. Okay, so I'm just gonna check the comments right now. Mary from Los Angeles writes, oh, that's so sweet. She writes, wow, in receiving, I was brought to the verge of tears. In sending, I felt activation in both the heart chakra and the spiritual eye. I guess intention and intuition are in fact connected. Yes, so thank you so much, Mary, for this wonderful feedback, and I'm really happy to hear this. I really could feel it, I mean, a lot. I think this is really powerful, and probably I'm going to do this next time as well, because we have such a big heart energy in this group. And yes, Mary, intention and intuition are connected. It's kind of a, it's interesting because intention is something very active, right? You set the intention, you want to make something happen. And then you also in the healing and also for intuition, you have to let go because intuition is a passive thing. You can't force intuition, but they both are connected. So that's a very good observation. Christina from San Francisco writes, amazing. I love that my heart starts to tender as it filled up and she felt tingling in the body. Thank you, Christina, for joining and for sending this lovely comment. Judy writes, that was amazing. Thank you for all you do. Thank you so much, Judy, for participating. Sola writes, it feels good. Okay. Oh, a few of you also said that the call was coming in and out. I don't know what happened. Maybe the recording was better. A few more thank yous. And I want to thank you so much for joining today. It was such a pleasure. And you can also, oh, we'll get some more. I want to also read this. Thank you, Katarina. This was a beautiful exercise. There's no number now. Oh, one complaint, the sound is poor. Okay, I need to check with my provider here. I don't know what happened. I really have no idea. But what I wanted to say is I'm going to send you the recording, and hopefully the recording is better quality, and you can connect back to the energy of the group. And because when we do these recordings, you just imagine that it's happening live, and you're still right there. So you still can connect to the energy. All right, everyone. Again, it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful having you. I'm going to send you the recording tomorrow, and I wish you a fantastic and joyful and happy and healthy rest of the day. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.